Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Finance Minister has increased standard deduction for salaried employees in income tax from 50,000 rupees to 75,000 rupees under the new tax regime. Similarly, deduction on family pension for pensioners is enhanced from 15,000 rupees to 25,000 rupees. This will provide relief to about 4 crore salaried individuals and pensioners. The government has also revised tax rate structure for those opting for new tax regime. As a result of these changes, a salaried employee in the new tax regime stands to save up to 17,500 rupees in income tax. The government has increased deduction of expenditure by employers towards the new pension scheme from 10 to 14% of the employee's salary. The government has abolished so-called angle tax for all classes of investors to bolster startup ecosystem and boost the entrepreneurial spirit. Vivad Se Vishwas Scheme 2024 has been proposed for resolution of certain income tax disputes pending in appeal. The government has announced a comprehensive review of Income Tax Act 1961. The central government has announced various measures for improving the socio-economic condition of the tribal communities. A provision of 2.66 lakh crore rupees has been proposed for rural development, including rural infrastructure, in the budget announced yesterday. It has also announced that more than 100 branches of India Post Payment Bank will be set up in the northeast region. This year, the budget has made a provision of 1.52 lakh crore rupees for agriculture and allied sectors. The finance minister said 1 crore farmers will be initiated into natural farming, supported by certification and branding. Union Minister for Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has termed the allocation in the union budget for railways as historic. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday, Vaishnav said that the record allocation to the tune of 2,62,200 crore rupees has been made in the budget for railways. He added that this would give a major boost to railways. Vaishnav said that of the total budgetary allocation, over 1,08,000 crore rupees has been earmarked for safety-related activities. The minister said the budget has laid emphasis on safety, comfort of passengers, capacity building and improvement in railways infrastructure. Vaishnav also thanked Finance Ministry for rationalising customs duty, which was a demand of the industry. Chief Minister Nipirio felicitated Nagaland Matrikal singers at Nagaland House, New Delhi yesterday. The Nagaland Matrikal singers had won 2 gold medals at the 13th World Choir Games at New Zealand recently. In a social media post, the Chief Minister lauded the team for showcasing the ability of the state to win on global platforms and wished them continued success in the future. Newland Deputy Commissioner Sarah S. Jamie graced Tribal Artisans Empanelment Mela organised by DRIFET, Ministry of Tribal Affairs, at Newland yesterday. She urged the DRIFET team to pave way for opening markets for indigenous and tribal products not only in India but across the world, which will help artisans to earn livelihood. Jamie also encouraged DRIFET to study the demands of the people and suggest necessary feedbacks to meet market requirements. A total of 65 artisans were empaneled in categories including handloom, weaving and handicrafts. The official recognition provides artisans with access to broader markets facilitated by DRIFET. Advisor Tribal Affairs and Election H. Tovihoto Ayemi has been appointed as the new chairman of Dimapur District Planning and Development Board. Chairing the meeting on Monday, he expressed concern on the issue of Japanese encephalitis raised by CMO Dimapur. He advised the health department to carry out fogging exercise at the earliest. The advice also asked the department to conduct sensitization and awareness of the advisories to the citizens. Kohima College yesterday launched 2 academic courses on Naga Indigenous Knowledge System and Communicative English and Creative Writing in English. The course on Naga Indigenous Knowledge System, developed by faculty members, aims to preserve and promote the rich heritage and traditional wisdom of the Naga people, offering students a unique perspective on Indigenous practices and cultural knowledge. The course on communicative English and creative writing in English provides a comprehensive approach to mastering English communication and literary creativity. The new courses are expected to enrich subjects available to undergraduate students, aligning with objectives of four-year undergraduate program curriculum offered by Nagaland University. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.